Hello, this is Randy Thompson from the North Carolina Reading Service. Welcome to Music Review. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. For the next half hour, I shall be reading articles about music from such sources as the New York Times, the News and Observer, The Week Magazine, Rolling Stone, and Entertainment Weekly. Music Review is underwritten by Bill McClure, tuning pianos in the Raleigh area since 1968. For more information or to schedule a piano tuning appointment, please call 919-779-1755. This program is designed to provide the latest coverage of classical, folk, jazz, blues, rock, country, and pop music news. But first, these musical trivia questions. Today's musical trivia questions come to us from Hello Magazine, that's one word, .com, and OnThisDay.com. Question number one, one-hit wonders are defined as only having a single release that made the Billboard's top 40 list during their careers. Which of the following, if any, qualifies, therefore, as a one-hit wonder? Was that A, Iron Butterfly, Inagata Davida? Was that B, Norman Greenbaum's Spirit in the Sky? Was that C, Bobby Boris Pickett's Monster Mash? Or was it D, all of the above are one-hit wonders? Or was it E, none of the above are one-hit wonders? So what is the best answer to this question? And question number two, it was on this very day back in 1977 that Florist Trans World Delivery, FTD, reported that the number of orders in one day for flowers to be delivered surpassed the number for any other event in the company's history. So what caused the surge in orders on this day? Was it A, the first Earth Day? Was it B, the death of Elvis Presley? Was it C, the Kent State shootings? Or was it D, the Iran hostage crisis? 1970s FTD record set for flowers ordered. What caused it? The answers to these two important trivia questions will be given, as usual, at the end of today's program. Our transitions come to us from that same website, onthisday.com, and today, quote-unquote, is the weekend of August the 15th. Well, it was on this very day, back in 1939, that The Wizard of Oz premiered in Hollywood, California. Judy Garland became famous for the movie's song, Somewhere Over the Rainbow. That was 1939 today. And it was 34 years ago today, 1991, that Paul Simon played a free concert at New York's Central Park in front of an estimated 750,000 people. And that was 1991 today. Finally, in transitions, we have these passings. Jeannie Seeley, described in the New York Times as the singer who broke hearts at the Grand Ole Opry. She died August 1st in Nashville, near Nashville, Tennessee, at the age of 85. Then there's Tom Lehrer, described in the New York Times as the Harvard-educated mathematician whose brief side gig as one of America's favorite satirical composers captured in time some of the anxieties and absurdities of the 1950s and 60s. His song, The Elements, was a rat-a-tat recitation of the periodic table set to the tune of Gilbert and Sullivan's Major General. He died at the age of 97. Ozzy Osbourne, who publicly shared his diagnosis with Parkinson's disease in 2020, has been credited with helping invent heavy metal with the British rock band Black Sabbath. He went on to have a successful solo career in the 1980s. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2006 with Black Sabbath, and in 2024 as a solo artist. He died on July 22 at the age of 76. Former Van Halen singer Sammy Hagar, who performed at Osbourne's farewell show, wrote, "Ozzy was and will always be a true rock legend. For him to have been that close to death on July 5 and still get up there and perform like he promised, wow. Nobody's going to outdo that ever. Rest in peace, my brother. You did it all."
Skyline photo, skyscrapers shine the sun so. Low in the sky. The secretary's at the hot dog vendors. Cabs honk at the bicycle messengers. Rolling by.
Wilco's Capital City introduces our country and folk music news. It's titled Bob Dylan, Willie Nelson, and Wilco. Lucinda Williams storm Jones Beach at Outlaw Festival. Wilco honored Jerry Garcia on his birthday. Lucinda Williams covered the Beatles. Bob Dylan dug deep into his back catalog. And Willie Nelson closed out the night in stunning fashion. This is published on August the 2nd, 2025, RollingStone.com by Andy Green. The Outlaw Music Festival is a full-day event, typically lasting 8 to 12 hours. It features multiple artists performing throughout the day, with headliners playing longer sets, sometimes up to 2 hours. The festival includes a lifestyle experience with music, food, and drink and shopping. It opened this year on May the 13th, 2025 in Phoenix, and closes September the 19th, 2025 in Wisconsin. Remaining shows in the festival tour include Indiana, Maryland, New Jersey, Maine, New York, Connecticut, and Massachusetts. Go to blackbirdpresents.com for the details. The 2025 tour is the biggest outlaw tour to date, featuring an unparalleled lineup of legends and superstars, including Willie Nelson and Family, Bob Dylan, Billy Strings, Sheryl Crow, Lake Street Drive, the Avett Brothers, Wilco, Lucinda Williams, Bruce Hornsby, Sierra Hull, and many, many more. The Outlaw Music Festival is proudly celebrating its 10th anniversary, marking a decade of unforgettable performances and camaraderie among music luminaries and fans alike. Since its 2016 inception in Scranton, Pennsylvania, the festival has become a hallmark of authentic Americana, developing into one of North America's largest annual touring franchises. The Outlaw Music Festival Tour, led by cultural and musical icon Willie Nelson, unites music legends with today's superstars in celebration of the outlaw spirit and genre-defying music. Vivaldi introduces our classical music news. It's titled The Sounds Like a Bag of Nails. 11 unforgettable quotes about Beethoven. ClassicalMusic.com, BBC Music Magazine, April the 6th, 2025. Here then are famous quotes about the great composer from other great minds and creatives. From fiery put-downs to poetic tributes, Beethoven has inspired some of the sharpest, strangest, and most stirring words in music history. Composers, critics, and even the man himself have been plenty to say. So crank up the drams and drive into the boldest, brashest, and most brilliant quotes about the great man. Johannes Brahms, for example, said, "You can't have any idea what it's like always to hear such a giant marching behind you." And Stravinsky in 1922 said, "I detest Beethoven." And Igor Stravinsky, the same person back in 1962, 40 years later, says, "At 80, I have found new joy in Beethoven." E.M. Forster, the author, says it will be generally admitted that Beethoven's Fifth Symphony is the most sublime noise that has ever penetrated into the ear of man. Victor Hugo, the French author, says in Beethoven's music, the dreamer will recognize his storms and the world his forests. Everything will pass and the world will perish, but Beethoven's Ninth Symphony will remain. This was by Mikhail Bakunin, the Russian anarchist. And Friedrich Nietzsche, the philosopher, said, at a certain place in Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, one might feel that he is floating above the earth in a starry dome. Beethoven always sounds to me like the upsetting of a bag of nails with, here and there, also a dropped hammer. And that was put out by John Ruskin, the English art critic. It would be possible to describe absolutely everything scientifically, but it would make no sense. It would be without meaning, as if you described a Beethoven symphony as a variation of wave pressure. And that was said by Albert Einstein. If a person sweeps streets for a living, he should sweep them as Beethoven composed music. That was said by Martin Luther King Jr. And last but not least, mark my words, the world will hear from that young man. That was said by Mozart, having heard Beethoven play and improvise at the piano. And in music research and technology, we have this article titled, Heal Yourself with Art. Dance, drum, arrange flowers. This is written by Gabrielle Lichterman, Women's World, published in News and Observer on the 23rd of July, 2025. Doctors are prescribing making art or taking time to admire an artist's creations in ways to improve your health. Here's how and why that would work. In fact, here are the four different methods for healing out of the 11 that are discussed in this article, which involve music. Improve memory by dancing. Moving your body to music is one of the oldest art forms, and now scientists say it's also a powerful way to sharpen recall. Canadian research found that line dancing at a country western club, square dancing at a local community center, or improvising in your living room for at least 30 minutes a week improves your memory within 10 weeks. While dancing is fun, it's also a complex exercise that stimulates multiple brain regions responsible for storing and retrieving information. That means it helps you remember details more easily. Or bang on a drum. German scientists found that regularly tapping to a beat on a hand drum or even on a table will actually boost your memory within 15 weeks. Credit goes to the rhythmic movement, which strengthens connectivity to the brain. You can also soothe pain with a playlist. When you've got a backache or other discomfort, listening to your favorite songs provides instant relief. A Harvard Medical School study found that hearing much-loved tunes distracts you from the ache, while also altering how the brain processes pain signals. Or sing a song. Belt out your favorite tunes and you'll get a temporary boost in blood vessel function that's similar to what a brisk walk provides, according to research from the Medical College of Wisconsin. Singing gently engages your cardiovascular system, exercising it like a light workout.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
Let It Be by the Beatles introduces our rock and pop music news. It's titled, Comedy Rock Band Used 38 Songs to Prove How Every Pop Song Uses the Same Four Chords. The Beatles, U2, and Maroon 5 are all guilty of the same crime. This is written by the staff of Upworthy on the 28th of May, 2025. Singer-songwriter Ed Sheeran was found not liable on April the 4th, 2023, in a lawsuit where he was accused of stealing elements of the Marvin Gaye classic Let's Get It On for his 2014 hit Thinking Out Loud. The case called attention to the fact that there are motifs and musical structures common in pop music that no one owns and all are free to use. When it comes to chord progressions, the 12-bar blues and basic progressions you hear in country and folk have been used and reused since people first picked up the guitar. In the wrong hands, the progressions can result in music that is boring and formulaic, but in the right hands, they can be a springboard for fresh ideas. In 2009, Australian comedy group Access to Awesome did a funny sketch showing how one four-chord progression, famous for being the basis of Journey's Don't Stop Believin', has been used countless times by musicians to great effect. They played a medley of 38 major hits using the same progression to prove their point. When played in the key of C, it would be C, G, A minor, and F. The 38 songs include Don't Stop Believing by Journey, You're Beautiful by James Blunt, I'm Yours by Jason Mraz, Can You Feel the Love Tonight by Elton John, She Will Be Loved by Maroon 5, With or Without You by U2, Let It Be by the Beatles.
Mother Mary comes to me, speaking.
Also included in that 38-song medley, Under the Bridge by Red Hot Chili Peppers, No Women, No Cry by Bob Marley, When I Come Around by Green Day, Africa by Toto, and Superman by Five for Fighting, among many others. It's quite an extensive and, as they prove, accurate list, but that's not all. In 2011, Axis of Awesome released an official music video of four chords. on their YouTube channel, which included even more songs such as Trains, Hey Soul Sister, The Black Eyed Peas, Where Is the Love, John Denver's Take Me Home, Country Roads, and even Men at Work's Land Down Under, in addition to many, many, many more. Check it out. Though the trio is no longer performing together, the impact of Four Chords goes on and on, much like the use of that musical progression. And while all these songs may use the same four chords, you gotta admit, they're all bangers. So we're not mad at it at all. So how did you do on today's trivia questions? Well, the answer to our first question, one-hit wonders are defined as only having a single release that made the Billboard's top 40 list during their careers. Which of the following, if any, qualifies, therefore, as a one-hit wonder? Was that A, Iron Butterfly, In a Gata Da Vida? Was it B, Norman Greenbaum's Spirit in the Sky? Was it C, Bobby Boris Pickett's Monster Mash? Or D, all of the above are one-hit wonders? Or E, none of the above are one-hit wonders? Correct answer? Answer D, all of the above are one-hit wonders. As noted in an article titled Popular One-Hit Wonders, published in an August 8, 2025 issue of HelloMagazine.com by Nova M. Bajamonti, the 60s were full of addictive beats that effortlessly invited everyone to the dance floor. However, there are several songs that stood out from the rest and made a lasting impression on not only the teens who grew up in that decade, but the world as well. Does Monster Mash or Gimme Gimme Good Lovin' ring a bell? Time to take a trip down memory lane and see how many songs you can remember. Iron Butterfly's In a Gata Da Vida, Iron Butterfly's iconic 17 minutes long song, In a Gata Da Vida, was the acid rock band's only featured top 40 song. It even got 140 weeks on Billboard charts and sold over 30 million copies worldwide. The band broke up in 1971. Afterwards, they would sometimes come together for rare reunions until they officially broke up for the second time in 2021. The band's unique sound influenced progressive rock and heavy metal over the years. Norman Greenbaum's Spirit in the Sky. Well, this song surely brought the spirit to the decade. When it was released in 1969, it was featured in the third position of the Billboard Hot 100 charts the year that it came out in Canada, United Kingdom, and Australia. The artist left the music industry in the 70s and later retired at his farm. The popular song was the only one that made it into the top 40, and it sold over 2 million copies globally. Then there's Crazy Elephant's Gimme Gimme Good Lovin'. That particular song was released in 1969, and it became number 12 in both the U.S. and U.K.'s top 40 charts. The popular song earned a RIAA gold disc and sold millions of copies internationally. The band was together for 3 years and then broke up shortly afterwards. Bobby Boris Pickett's Monster Mash. Bobby Boris Pickett's song is a Halloween favorite that is played at seasonal festive parties to this day. Bobby Pickett and Leonard Capizzi released it in 1962, and it took the top spot on Billboard for 2 weeks. It even appeared on the charts over the decades, which further comments on and cements the song's greatness. Bobby earned a whopping $10 million from it. Believe it or not, the song was banned by the BBC. Well, then, how about Ron Dante and the Archies, Sugar Sugar? Well, that particular song got its spot in pop culture history despite it being by a fictional band. Jeff Berry and Andy Kim's hit song was released in 1969, and it stayed on the Billboard charts for 4 weeks in the U.S. and for 8 weeks on the U.K. charts. It sold over 6 million copies globally, and it earned a gold certification in the U.K. and the U.S., and the fictional band succeeded despite never having performed live. Regardless of which genre is your personal go-to, one thing is for certain. The 60s was a thriving decade for music. We may be in the year 2025 now, but feel free to transport yourself to the whimsical decade thanks to these addictive tunes. And the answer to our second question, it was on this very day back in 1977 that Floris Transworld Delivery, FTD, reported that the number of orders of one day for flowers to be delivered surpassed the number for any other event in the company's history. So what caused that surge in orders? Was it A, the first Earth Day, B, the death of Elvis Presley, C, the Kent State shootings, or D, the Iran hostage crisis? Correct answer? Answer B, the death of Elvis Presley. As noted in OnThisDay.com, Elvis Presley died at the age of 42 in Memphis, Tennessee, on this day back in 1977. He died of coronary arrhythmia. The flowers were ordered to be delivered to Elvis's home, Graceland. And finally, in 1987, on this day, the 10th anniversary of the death of Elvis, thousands of people marched past his grave in Memphis, Tennessee. So, let's close out today's program with Paul Simon's tribute to Elvis, Graceland. As noted earlier, it was also back in 1991 on this day that Paul Simon gave a free concert to 750,000 people at Central Park.
I'm going to Graceland, Memphis, Tennessee. I'm going to Graceland. Poor boys and pilgrims with families, and we are going to Graceland. Sockets, I'm looking at ghosts and empties. I've reason to believe we all will be received in Graceland.
Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Music Review. Be sure to tune in at the same time next week. This program is also available as a podcast after the broadcast in our website, ncreadingservice.org. As we leave you now, remember these words. Kindness is a language which blind people see and deaf people hear. The content of this program, intended for people who are blind or print impaired. If you have a suggestion for music to feature on this program, please leave a message for me at 919-832-5138. I'm Randy Thompson, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. Music Review, underwritten by Bill McClure, tuning pianos in the Raleigh area since 1968. For more information or to schedule a piano tuning, please call 919-779-1755. So long, until next time.
We all will be received.